104.7, Andy and Mal. Morning, 703, going to top out of 49 today. It is 42 right now. Trick-or-treating go okay yesterday?
It started out rough.
Yeah?
Yeah, Thea was not very happy. She didn't want to go, which is weird.
Yeah, Jackie fell asleep.
Yeah, well, she was tired, I think, too, as part of it. But she wanted to play her computer game, and then some kids made fun of her wig, apparently, at the school Halloween party. So she didn't want to wear the wig. So it was a big fight for like an hour and a half.
Did she eventually put on the wig?
Yes. Mm. Only in short spurts.
Jackie, it was her preschool day yesterday, so she doesn't get a nap on preschool days.
Oh,
so she always conks out like about 5 o'clock, you know, sometime shortly after we get home from daycare. And normally it is like trying to wake the dead. She sleeps so hard. But we're going to go trick-or-treating, get candy. Okay, I'm awake. And so then we walked around our neighborhood, and then we went to our church and did the trunk-or-treat thing, and then she tripped on the curb and skinned up her knee.
Aww.
That was fun. And the most interesting thing of the whole night, though, I'm guessing this happened to other people, too. We went to a house in our neighborhood, not people we know, we don't know them, we just see them.
Yeah.
Lights are on, we go to the door, ring the doorbell, dogs are barking, hear movement inside,
mm-hmm.
Nothing.
What?
Didn't wait too long, we left. Before we were even out of the driveway, lights on the garage and the front door all gone.
They forgot, or they ran out of candy.
Or they don't care. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that happened pretty often, though, people leaving their lights on. And not thinking, oh, I'm not participating.
Right.
Yeah. That's why we don't do that. We don't walk from house to house. We do the go to the grandparents
and great
grandparents
thing.
I know. I understand what you're saying, but that's why we don't do that.
Yeah.
Plus, we live in the country. It's not like it's very easy to go trick or treating in the country.
Everybody's got a yard light out in the country. Doesn't mean you're home.
Yeah, exactly. And kind of creepy a little bit.
Now, here's how much people hate the fist pumping dance that got all big during that first season of Jersey Shore.
Fist pump.
A new survey asked people to name the most annoying hand gesture. Fist pumping tied for first place, 25% of the vote. The other one that tied for first place?
Shh. Oh, the shing.
Your finger over your lips?
Yeah. Well, I know little kids hate that because you're always telling them.
Well, it's because you have to.
And then you get that really aggressive because they're not listening.
And it's supposed to be quiet.
Yeah,
and
that's not quiet.
It ends up sounding like.
Mm-hmm. It does.
A good one, Mom. I'm pretty sure the pastor heard you all the way up at the front.
Where's the middle finger on that list?
Not there.
What?
It's not annoying. Oh. It may be offensive, but it's not annoying.
Oh, okay.
Air quotes came in third, 22%. Thumbs up only got 6% of the vote, and the okay hand signal or symbol finished fifth with 4% of the vote.
I find the middle finger annoying, and the only reason why I find it annoying are when people take pictures of them putting the middle finger up. Stop it now. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Do you know where
that came
from?
The guys that think they're like, and they're always kind of the heavy metal type guys that are like, yeah, and then they're flipping off the picture. I don't get it.
That's their attitude. Rock and roll.
There is a symbol
Damn
for
the
that.
Man.
You do not have to flip off the camera.
I don't know if you heard, but rock and roll has always been kind of rebellious.
Yeah, I get it.
So it's just more of a sign of rebellion.
So they're rebelling the rock and roll symbol?
No, it's the same thing. I mean, okay, I don't want to try to explain it.
I think that's ridiculous.
Okay. I'm so glad you find it ridiculous. By the way, men rank the shh gesture as the most annoying. Women rank the fist pumping as the most annoying.
It's kind of annoying.
The things that the other is the most likely to do. Although, honestly, there's some times where I'm just like, shh. All the time in the presence of certain genders of people.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Sometimes, yeah. Because sometimes it doesn't end.
I hope you find this annoying.
Rock and roll, dude.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 720, up to 49 today, 41 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Won't it be nice when the election is over and all your friends go back to posting pictures at their lunch?
It would be great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I saw this and made me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Okay.
Your favorite television show, Glee.
It's my favorite.
Is going there.
Going where?
So if you just needed another example of why the world is coming to an end on December 21st, there you go. Exhibit A.
Stop. Really? You don't think they're going to cover one of the most popular songs right now? I mean, really?
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. It's what they do.
Yeah. I don't even know why you're surprised by this.
Because heaven forbid they come up with original music.
It's not meant to come up with original music.
Not meant to?
No, and they have done original music. By the way.
Okay. Whoop-num Gangnam Style.
It's about doing covers.
Okay. Okay. It's just...
So, it's not a heaven forbid they come up with something original.
Whoop-num Gangnam Style. there's this proposal video my wife was watching last night. I had not seen it.
I've seen it.
You had seen it. Johnny posted it on the website a few weeks ago, I guess.
Yeah.
And
I had tears when I watched it.
I fell asleep halfway through.
What?
And had to fast forward to get to the payoff.
I will say it was a little long.
And it was way too long to keep my attention.
It was a little long.
If I knew the people, I might care.
Right.
But I don't know them, so I don't care.
Right.
About, you know, the 4 minutes of, you're such a wonderful person. And he's so lucky. And... You're pretty. And he's unattractive, but still gets you.
Okay.
It was 4 minutes of that crap.
It was very long.
The only part, it's a video. It starts off, they're in the car, and he is like singing along to one thing by One Direction.
Yeah.
And then they get out, and everybody in this park where they're at is someone that he set up and had dance and sing along, lip sync to the song. And
they have, yeah, it's really cool because it goes as they're walking. Like it's perfectly timed out.
The thing I'm curious, because they put in a CD.
Yeah, they're carrying along the boombox.
In the car stereo.
He's got a boombox. You see when he gets out of the car, you see him with the boombox.
And it synced up perfectly with the boombox. Like they nailed it the first time out.
I don't think the song starts until he puts it in the boombox, honestly. You have to watch it again.
That was the thing that kind of tipped me off that it might be fake.
I don't think so.
Because chicks dig these videos.
You're
and you can make a lot of money on YouTube with them.
Wrong on this. I completely 100% believe this is a real proposal.
So they do their little dancing thing for a couple minutes through the park. They get down to the beach, along to the song. And it's kind of cute because the people that they're seeing, it's all people she knows.
Mm-hmm.
They have their backs turned. They turn around. It's like, oh, my gosh, it's you. Oh, my gosh.
She's really excited. It's really cool.
And then he makes her read notes on the beach for 3 hours.
Yeah, that was a bit long.
Because by the time it like jumps from that to middle of the day to it's getting dark.
I think it was early evening when they started. It was kind of overcast.
Whatever. It looks like, I don't know where it was, but... It really drug on for a long time.
I have to say that it was probably one of the longest proposals ever.
It had to have been at least 3 hours, 4 hours.
Yeah, obviously the video is not that long.
The video seems like it's 4 hours. It's 8 minutes long.
Yeah. It's very sweet, though.
And then there's the 4 minutes. I mean, like, I don't know if it was 4 minutes, but it was a good 3 minutes of people that she knew on a TV set up on the beach after she got done reading notes. Going on and on about how what an amazing person she is and how lucky he is and blah, blah, blah.
It's very sweet. I would love for a man someday to do something that sweet and over the top for me.
It would be sweet if it was real, but I don't believe it was real.
No,
it's fake.
There's no conspiracy here.
I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think it's just a made-for-profit video.
No.
How many of those do you think are actually proposals?
I think that they are actually
I think a lot
proposals.
Of them are. This one was way too perfect.
I think that
there's
you
not
are,
a single glitch in the whole thing.
I think that you were wrong here.
It looks...
I think that they just rehearsed a lot.
Exactly, including the would-be bride.
No. Her look on her face is real. That's not acting. She starts crying and stuff. That's real.
Yeah, because actors don't...
Well, that's true.
Can't cry
but
and
I just,
smile on cue.
I believe that it's real.
I
And you know what? I don't think that you need to be all conspiracy theory on this and take away the beauty of a really cool proposal. So stop.
And did you see... The guy that looked like an alien?
I'm rolling my eyes right now. Really?
No, there was no alien.
Please stop. God.
It's a cute video either
it
way.
It is. Jeez.
But it's really long. It's hard to live with. And while we're at it, I just want to quick say, if you're going to do a photo montage for your wedding, you know, maybe you're getting married this spring, this coming summer, and you want to do the montage?
Andy had the best one ever.
5 minutes or less, unless there's talking.
Okay.
Then you can go to 14 minutes and 20 seconds.
If I ever get married again, you are going to do my video.
It'll cost you because I don't want to do another
That'll
one.
Be my wedding gift. Yes.
No, it was too much work.
No.
I was only
I'll
willing to
easy.
Do it for myself.
I'll make it easy for you.
Because you won't stop talking.
It won't be me talking on there.
Anyway, we've got
Can we
dirt
play a game?
On the way. A game?
Yeah, right now, don't we have to do a game?
Oh, yeah.
Mash for Cash by
Sorry.
Quality Lenders.
Sorry, I almost forgot.
I know, that's why I said
okay.
something.
yeah, that's good. Okay, Mash for Cash. You know all these. What are we up to today?
135?
No.
Oh, was that yesterday?
Day four.
Oh, crap.
180? Is that... 135 plus 45? How stupid are we?
I don't know what it is.
It's,
See, I'm not good at math.
Yeah, it's 180.
Okay. I've never claimed to be good at math or quick with it.
Neither do I.
I have calculators for that.
Here is the Mash for Cash. 180 bucks up for grabs today. Kay.
I'll make love to you.
It's not there.
Like
no Boys to Men. One more time. Three, 6-1-5-5-7. We take one caller per day. Caller 10. We'll have to guess all seven songs that are in that clip there. 3-6-1-5-5-7. Good luck. 728, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7. Sioux Falls
weather. Going to top out at 49 today. Clouds will clear out. We'll be sunny later on. Down to 32 tonight. 47 tomorrow. Right now it is 41. And we have to get, we're playing the Mash for Cash. Identify all of these songs. And you win the money. Here it is one more time. There they are. That's all of them. Kathy's on the phone. How are you, Kathy?
I'm fine.
So, Mash for Cash, you going for it here?
Yeah.
All right. What are the seven songs, Kathy? Artist and title.
Gives You Hell, All American Rejects, Rolling in the Deep, Adele, Forget You, CeeLo Green, Boyfriend, Justin Bieber, Payphone, Maroon 5, Closing Time, Semisonic, Let It Burn, Usher.
Kathy?
Yes?
You just won $180 from Quality Lenders.
Great.
Yeah.
You got them all. That was every single one of them in there. Burn by Usher. I'm getting my list of songs because I didn't have it in front of me. I was pulling it up. Yeah. Maroon 5 Payphone, Justin Bieber Boyfriend, CeeLo Forget You, Adele Rolling in the Deep, Usher Burn. Although I could have been technical and said Let It Burn is not the name of that song.
You could have been.
But that would have been dumb.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
AAR Gives You Hell and Semisonic Closing Time. Nice work, Kathy. We have got $180 for you from Quality Lenders. Just hang on line here a second, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations. We'll do it again tomorrow at 7:20. Here's Taylor Swift. I'm on 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:42, topping out at 49 today. A little cooler than it was yesterday. That's a kind of a bummer. We got to get you a number for the vault. We'll crack it tomorrow. $50 party tab to the vault. The number today is 50F.
That's a 7.
Oh, 57. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't read Mel's writing because she wrote F next to the 5.
It's a 7.
It's an F.
It's a 7. If it was an F, it would be the other way around. Do you read backwards Fs?
Why do you put that line through there?
I always have.
It's so
you don't
ridiculous.
Mistake a 1 from a 7.
Actually, I always thought it was for a 2 for a 7. Because if you write it fast, sometimes you accidentally tail to the right at the bottom of the 7.
No. 1.
How would that be confused with the 1 next to your 2 vertical lines that made up the other number that I just gave away if someone missed it?
They have to really think about it a little bit, though. Because you put, like, a normal way of...
Okay,
57
is the number for today.
57. Thank you.
Done with it. New rule, no more Fs instead of 7s.
I'm going to write it however I want to write it. You can't tell me how to write my 7s
yes,
that I've been
writing.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Well, you are not a dictator.
This isn't a democracy anymore.
Just because you're my boss doesn't mean you can't tell or can tell me how I write my 7s.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
Sure, I can.
No, you can't. That'd be like telling me how I can write my signature.
Do you write it real flashy? Or
I
is
don't
it
know.
Just pretty normal?
I just write my name.
Because, Crystal basically has a, she basically writes just her name. She doesn't, like, have a signature. Yeah, you just pretty much write it.
You can't tell me how to write
I can.
Numbers.
Yes, I can.
No,
if I can't read them, I should be able to tell you how to write them.
But you are well aware that that's a 7. You know it is. You just make fun of it and call it an F.
Well, it looks like an F.
It does not look like an F because the F would be the other way around. There's a...
Okay.
F.
No one can see that.
7.
Okay. Now write a lowercase F.
F.
Yeah, it's your 7 backwards. Okay.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's opposite
okay.
direction.
No one can see your chalkboard.
I'll take
work.
A picture and I'll post it on Facebook.
Okay, you do that.
Oh my gosh. You can't tell me how. Seriously.
You know what?
What?
No takers? Fine. But get one thing straight. You're staying. This isn't a democracy anymore.
Where'd you find that crap?
I had it. From when Andrew Lincoln, the guy who plays Rick Grimes, it was his birthday for Today's the Greatest a few weeks ago. So I had the drop. It was a little longer than I wanted. All I wanted was this isn't a democracy anymore.
Yeah. Either way, I'm still going to write my 7s that way. So
we've got Psychic Tiff coming up after 8 o'clock. Would you rather your spouse be uneducated or overweight? There was a survey done. 60% of Americans said they'd be more upset if their spouse was uneducated. I think most people would misunderstand that and see it face value as stupid. I don't think people are necessarily stupid because they're uneducated. Because
mm-hmm.
I know dumb people who have lots of college.
Right.
And I know smart people who have none.
You know, I think it's just more of a common sense scenario. Some people have no common sense, but they're really book smart.
But would you rather your spouse be overweight or uneducated? That's what we're talking about this morning. 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. We are going to top out at 49 today. It is 40 right now. Clouds are going to clear on out. There was a story this morning about the most annoying hand gestures. This one is not one of them.
It should be.
The one I can't say on the radio?
Yeah. The middle finger.
Well, actually, I can do it on the radio because no one can see it.
Right, except for me.
Oh, right. The most annoying hand gesture is the fist bump. The shh with your finger over your mouth.
How is that even an annoying gesture? Because it's like usually
it
regarding music. Well, you know what? They did it on Wayne's World.
They did it on Jersey Shore.
But they did it on Wayne's World.
That was just saw 22 years ago. 21 years ago.
Can I steer off the road for 1 minute?
I will give you 15 seconds.
Okay, I was watching Wayne's World last night, and that was where the first "that's what she said" joke came from.
I don't think it was the first one, but anyway, okay.
Recorded, I think so.
Time's up.
Okay.
Yeah, the middle finger one. It didn't even make the list.
I can't believe it didn't make the list.
Air quotes was third place.
How
after
is that
the tie
annoying?
For first between the shh and the fist pump. And the okay symbol was in, thumbs up only got 6% of the vote at fourth place. Okay was fifth with 4% of the vote.
How is air quotes annoying, though? Like,
I'm not sure.
It's not used very often. I guess if you use it the whole sentence.
It's still just kind of annoying, though. Carrie's on the phone. We were also talking about the, what would you rather have? Most people would rather go with someone who is overweight than uneducated. What would you go with? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Carrie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good, except Mel won't write a 7 the right way.
But other than that, we're good. I'm going to write the 7 where I want to.
I was peeing my pants. I was like, literally, I
know.
Have a dog in the car. I'm laughing so hard. It's ridiculous.
Isn't that, I mean, I could have swore my daughter was in here pitching a fit about not getting milk.
Oh, let's not go there. Come on. Anyway, listen, what do you do when you got both of those situations in your spouse? An overweight, dumb person.
Divorce.
I mean, then what do you do? You're totally up the creek, but I'm
don't marry him.
Yeah, well, yeah, you always had that option.
Let me ask, the psychic Tiff. Let's see what she has to say. But honestly, I'd really rather go with the... I think I'd go with the overweight person. I'd rather have a smart overweight person because you can't fix stupid.
Yeah.
And you got to have a conversation with him if you're married to him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not working so well on my part. But anyway.
Divorce.
Had to just call. That's all I got. You guys
thanks
have a
for the call, Carrie.
Thanks,
guys.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go with someone overweight over uneducated, but I'm not saying uneducated means stupid. I'm not saying that at all.
Right.
I said it 20 times today. I know a lot of people with a lot of college that are dumber than a bag of rocks.
Or the only thing they'll talk about is what they read in college.
The funniest thing is like the freshman college student who comes back after a semester of college at Christmas break and now suddenly they're enlightened.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to college. I know stuff you don't.
They're all snobby.
Yeah. Those kids are funny. They make me laugh. Psychic Tiff is calling in. We are going to have her on coming up next. If you have a question for her this morning, please make it specific and give us a call. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. We'll take them there too. She can do them there. I didn't realize she could until last week. So if you have a question and can't get through, try that. We'll get as many to her as we can. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.